Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 10, 1805. Confluence of Clearwater and Snake Rivers. Everything seems to be going well, in spite of some damage to the canoes that occurred on October 8 and 9. For the most part, this was easily repaired. The exception was Sergeant Gass's canoe, which sprung a leak and nearly turned over, then split open and sank. Most of the goods on that canoe were salvaged and placed on the other canoes. The Corps passed several Indian camps, and at one of them found the two Indian chiefs who had promised to accompany them. They took them on board after the ceremony of smoking. The guide, Old Toby, and his son left the expedition on October 9 without giving any reason why. Captain Clark writes,
"A fine morning. Loaded and set out at 7 o'clock. At 8.5 miles lower, we arrived at the head of a very bad riffle, at which place we landed near 8 lodges of Indians on the larboard side to view the riffle, having passed 2 islands and 6 rapids, several of them very bad. After viewing this riffle, 2 canoes were taken over very well. The third stuck on a rock, which took us an hour to get her off, which was effected without her receiving a greater injury than a small split in her side, which was repaired in a short time. We purchased fish and dogs of those people, dined, and proceeded on. Here we met with an Indian from the falls, at which place he says he saw white people, and expressed an inclination to accompany us. Captain William Clark, October 10, 1805.
For the next few days, Clark continues to write about purchasing salmon, roots, and dogs for food. He remarks that the party has a great advantage of me inasmuch as they all relish the flesh of dogs. For his part, Clark did not, and put up with the roots and salmon. He also continues to write about the rapids and continuing wrecks with the canoes. There is some confusion regarding which stream the Corps was on, it being, in fact, an upstream tributary of the present-day Snake River. They called it a fork of Lewis's River, meaning the Clearwater, on the present-day Washington-Idaho border between Lewiston, Idaho and Clarkston, Washington. It was not until several months later that they realized it was the Snake River. Tomorrow, Snake River Rapids.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.